the high schools here, are they, what grades do they?
Oh, now you've got me.
Are they?
The high schools now are 10, 11, 12.
And then they have a?
A junior high, a mid school, 7, 8, and 9.
And then elementary 1, 2.
And, well, then you have a required year of kindergarten, and I don't know what that's called. And the Alcoa has a new elementary school, which is supposed to be one of the finest in the South, and it's very interesting. And it's right back to the little red schoolhouse, no partitions, and you go now to the blue carpet or the red carpet or whatever, and you can't hear yourself except that they have little booths where they can plug themselves into television and do what they want to.
I don't think I've ever seen a school like that before.
It's just across the duck pond out in Alcoa, at Springbrook Road. And I'm sure that the teachers are there moving and so forth and would be interested in showing you through because they're very proud of it.
Yeah. Never even known that that kind of school existed, but then it's been a long time since I've been in an elementary school.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very interesting. I don't approve of it. We also have team teaching in the high schools.
I don't know much about high school.
Well, team teaching is a totally new concept, and I know about it because I have a good friend who has been doing it for several years.
It seemed to work fairly well?
Yeah. They're very pleased with it.
We talked about roads and so forth a little while ago. What I want to ask you about now are different kinds of cars, not brand names like Ford or Chevrolet, but different types or styles. For example, small cars, maybe with two bucket seats, and maybe in the 30s and 40s sometimes had outside seats.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that kind of car?
That was a... See if I can remember the term I was taught. It was a cabriolet something. I have forgotten. But anyway, we call it a coupe.
They have the rumbled seats on them?
Yeah. And oh, yes, indeed. And two little steps to get up.
A car that has four doors, what kind would you call that?
A sedan.
What about if it has just two doors and you have to bend over and get in the back seat like that?
I don't know. That's what I drive.
You call that a sedan, too?
No, I call it a two-door car.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, I call it a Thunderbird because that's what it is.
What about these big ones that maybe the airport might send out the seat?
A limousine.
Would you ever use the term limousine for anything besides the kind of thing that the airport would send out?
Oh, yes. I had a Lincoln Continental until I drove it into a tree, and it was definitely a limousine.
So that's a big luxury car, too.
It was a four-door. I wanted a two-door, but I got a four-door but it was upholstered in leather as opposed to plastic.
Wow.
And in my estimation, it is the best car made in America. After that, I would put a Rolls-Royce, which I wouldn't have because of the maintenance problem.
Mm-hmm.